feel like you deserved a little better after two periods? It seemed like you had the better scoring chances.
We probably did. You know, but when you look at that, we got to talk about the third period. They're a team that played last night, back-to-back games, and then traveled across the country. We were fresh, and I didn't like our energy level one bit most of the night. Never mind the third period. First and second wasn't where it needed to be. And we looked a little lethargic, and I don't know what the reason is for that, but something we got to correct so that we bring more energy to the rink and have a little more speed.
Look at that two-on-one breakaway with Thornton and with Havlat. Even Joe said, you know, he likes to pass a lot. And you want to see him shoot the puck more?
Yep. How's that for an answer? I want to see Marlowe shoot the puck before too. We talked about it between periods. We haven't exactly been lighting it up. And they're smart people. They can watch the game, and they know they got to shoot the puck to score. So I don't know. You know, it's disappointing. We have those opportunities. We got to make good on them. Other teams in the league are. We have to.
When you guys went on a shootout last game, you felt you sort of got what you deserved out of the game. You sort of feel the same way about this one when you didn't win in the shootout?
Probably. That's probably a good way of assessing it. You know, we would have liked to have scored in the shootout. We didn't. You know, my opinion is the game ends after the 65 minutes. It becomes a, you know, we turn that team game into an individual game. But, you know, we had a chance for a point there. We didn't get it. And we'll take the one. We'll bank the one, but missed out on an important one.
Is it a little more disheartening the way they tied the game up, or is that just hockey?
Oh, it was hockey. It bounced off four different people and went in the net. That happens. You build that in. Our defensive play isn't hurting us one bit. Not one bit. We're able to play well defensively. The two-on-ones that we talked about, the scoring opportunities that we have, and we don't score point-blank shots, that's what's hurting our team.
How much did you know about their goalie coming in? Who's has the advantage on a guy who you've never really played up
against? No, we haven't played against him a lot, but with today's technology, you get to see all of his shootout goals, you know, since he's been in the National Hockey League, if you really want. We can research that, and we have people that do that. Guys went in and missed their spots. Goaltenders make really good saves. I thought Nemo made a heck of a save on the first one on Datsyuk. And it comes down to that. Somebody makes a good play and scores, or a goaltender makes a great save. And that's all there is to it in the shootout.
What do you think of Chloe's performance tonight?
Chloe was, I thought he, there's more in his legs, there's more skating ability, the tempo's got to go up a little bit. He hasn't been able to play for a week now, so that maybe affected him, but there's more there.
He did say he was a little fatigued and that the practice time was short. Does he need to work on his conditioning maybe? Or?
You know what, he can be more effective in the games.
Coach, you had a lot of rebound opportunities tonight. They just seemed to bounce over sticks. Is that just the breaks this team's been getting lately? Is it a turn for you, do you think?
You know, we've been talking about a month of breaks now. So bounces, rebounds, they have to find their way into the net. I don't know if we can talk about them being the breaks or the bad bounces or anything like that. They're available there for us, and you can't control what the puck's doing, whether it hops over your stick or not. It's the gifted ones you get. It's the ones that you have to take advantage of. And we had a few of them tonight. We obviously didn't even get a shot on goal, so that's disappointing.
What was the team talk like between the first and second period when Detroit was kind of getting some early looks? Are you guys in the first period? What did you say?
We didn't establish a forecheck in the first period. We stood off and allowed them to work themselves into the game. I thought in the second period we went after them a little bit more and had a forecheck.
Because it looked like you guys needed to bounce back in the second period in order.
Well, of course we did. Yeah, absolutely.